By the way, speaking of Joker, can you? I just wrote yesterday. Nothing too deep, but basically, the whole thing about that movie is that it can't possibly be a Best Picture winner because it's too divisive. But then you look at the worldwide response. Over $1 billion so far and climbing, and you might find it too chaotic and dark and dystopian, but it is zeitgeisty. It's at least talking about quality of life and the culture, and it does have more Oscar nominations than any other film. That surely means something, other than the fact that you can't say no, it can't possibly win. I know that you never even thought about it, and I never even thought about it, but I had to rethink it after the 11 nominations. What was your take on it?
Yeah, I thought about it yesterday. I had to. With 11 nominations, it's our job to kind of pinpoint the fact that Joker's leading all films and nominations. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And, when Joaquin won the Golden Globe, he got a standing ovation from the crowd there in the theater. And, we've been hearing from industry voters this entire award season about their love for Joker. Joker is really well-liked within the industry, isn't it?
Sure. I mean, very few people are sneering or dismissing it. And everybody loves the performance, and from that love of performance, they know that the performance and the film are all of a piece. I mean, they're saying the same thing. It feels this bleak, urban dystopian feeling. It's all works together. So
maybe if it weren't for the newly added Academy Whiz Kids, it would have a serious shot. But I just can't see these new voters voting for Joker, which is a real shame. It won the top prize at Venice, and that's a major award.
Sure.
But obviously, when it started screening for the IndieWire people and the Up Rocks people and the Daily Beast people, the reviews started to get pretty nasty. And you know what? In a way, the situation that Joker is in is quite pertinent, and it does relate well with the Guardian piece. It does, because the Guardian piece is telling us that basically. They're championing films that have their own political celebrate their own political standards or whatnot. But the Joker it fits in well with this article because it's the kind of film that they're totally should be against. Right?
The wokesters are against it because it's dangerous, and they've always been saying that,
So this theory, which is not even a theory in my opinion, by Jessa Crispin, is the fact that critics are judging the politics surrounding a movie rather than the movie itself, and that's kind of what they did with Joker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I'm going back to David Ehrlich's review. If you read David Ehrlich's review, it reads like he liked the movie, but he ended up giving it a C-minus because he didn't agree with, because he thought it was a dangerous movie and that it could, promote what's the word that they usually for lone shooters and incels?
Right.
I mean, he seemed to like Joker, but he refused to recommend it because he thought it would promote incels.
Yeah.
That's basically the state of film criticism for you right now.
Yeah.
And you know what? What if Joker came out like in 2006, 2007, maybe it would be much more celebrated. Who knows?
Well, no, I mean, there's still the prejudice against anything vaguely comic booky or Marvel-y, and that was, of course, that big issue that there's this prejudice against films of this realm when Dark Knight didn't get anything, and people felt it should at least be Best Picture nominated, which is what precipitated the entire thing of expanding
right.
the number of nominations so that people of films like Dark Knight could be at least nominated. So
that's
anyway.
True. The 2008 or 2019 snub
yeah.
of Dark
yeah.
Knight really just became this landmark moment
yeah.
for the Academy, and they just kind of the same way they panicked when Oscar So White came out, and then they had to kind of change all the rules
mm-hmm.
or and add voters that kind of that had a little less merit. But
yeah.
Just for the sake of being inclusive, but you know it's interesting that with the Oscar nominations out yesterday, I was and all these complaints surrounding Greta Gerwig being snubbed and only one
mm-hmm.
actress or actor of color being nominated. It's interesting the way. That these things are being approached now, where we're there's now a quota
uh-huh.
to everything, and so I mean I went through a few articles to try to figure out like the percentage of Academy voters who are women, and I mean it is only 28%. I mean that is a problem, I guess. You know,
28% membership in the Academy is women.
It's women.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, that is a problem.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm not gonna lie about
that. It might well be. I'm not saying it isn't, but what is the percentage of women in the industry doing something
exactly.
of any importance? You have to look at that also, right?
Of course. I mean, the industry is kind of a man's world. It's always been, and
mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't know if it has to do with men just being more interested in making movies or. But I mean, regardless, it's an interesting topic to tackle in another podcast. But right now, what we're seeing with these nominations is, you know, just people that are very, very, you know, unsatisfied by the Academy. And I was surprised Oscar So White didn't trend yesterday, because I mean, you know, it was BAFTA, so it was trending, and at the same time, the only person of color nominated it was Cynthia Erivo, right?
That's my understanding. That's what I think is the case.
And,
yeah.
And in a way, I mean, what does she play? She plays a slave.
She plays the bravest and most. Aggressively cool slave of all, really, considering she's a woman
yeah.
and that she got all these people out and into the North and back and the whole thing. It's a great story. It's too bad that a movie like Harriet didn't really seem to excite anybody because it wasn't very good. But it's a great character, and she should be on the $20 bill right now. Not in 2026, right now.
It's, no, you know. of course.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think she deserved that nod. I think Aquafina deserved the fifth spot, or you know. And so, I mean, you know, every year there's going to be complaints about who gets nominated and
mm-hmm.
who didn't get nominated. But I mean, women, as far as film critics go. Because I mean it has a 91 on Metacritic, and it's basically almost 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, right?
Yeah.
To defy little women is to ask for war.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Here I see it 95% on Rotten Tomatoes, and yet the biggest Oscar snub for me. Was Robert De Niro's performance in The Irishman not getting a Best Actor nod?
You know, it's funny about De Niro, but I don't know of anybody who's been saying, come on, this guy has to be nominated. Because I think he's great in it. I think he plays it a certain way, but he doesn't play it in a pronounced or flamboyant or, you know, you remember this scene or that scene, because it's very...
Great. So basically what we have right now is a race between five movies. And I'm including Joker in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. I mean, how can when people keep saying, I mean, I don't think it's likely to win either, but to say, well, let's not even discuss it. I mean, that's, how can it not be in the conversation, you know?
I mean, it would be the most epic fuck you to, to the Academy.
Right.
Or not to the Academy, but to the virtue signalers on Twitter, the social media hounds. Much like last year with Green Book, I mean, that, if anything, Joker is the motivating vote. In that regard, I don't really think voting for the other four main contenders would really make a statement.
Uh-huh.
Although I guess if Once Upon a Time in Hollywood wins, it would piss off Marlo Stern.
Mm-hmm.
But. I think I am taking Joker a little more seriously than you are for Best Picture. I think we need to now have it maybe ahead of The Irishman. What do you think?
Joker?
Yeah. I mean, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Parasite, and I guess Joker.
Yeah. I think that's a reasonable way to look at the lineup, you know. I personally don't want it to be. I'd rather see Joker, Irishman win, but I can read the writing on the wall as well as anybody else. I mean, I'm not going to live in denial, but I find it heartbreaking.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. Again, it has to do with that very subtle, mournful tone that it has. At 3.5 hours, it doesn't rush by like a drug infused, you know, with the drug infused energy of Goodfellas or Casino. It really is just Scorsese, the director of silence.
Yeah,
and I think that was always a problem for the movie to win Best Picture, because that's just not as accessible as Parasite or 1917, which, I mean, you get what you see with those movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess Scorsese, The Irishman, is now number five. It was number one not too long ago.
Can I ask, do you think that the very common